Good morning and welcome into our Friday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz, our horticultural edition of Ag Talk today. Ed, concentrating on spring blooming bulbs.
Yeah, we have quite a few. Most of them have already started. The tulips haven't got going quite yet, but the crocus, daffodils, and hyacinths, and the crocus are done. Daffodils are hanging in there, and the hyacinths are finishing up too. So we still have a time for tulips. This is what we mean by our spring blooming bulbs that we have out there. Add a lot of color to our landscape. I want to say it's a reward for the hard work when we planted them last fall. The nice thing about all of these blooming bulbs are perennials. They'll come back year after year if we properly take care of them. And that's what I wanted to go over a little bit here, is that proper care of these spring blooming bulbs so we don't have to replant them again. One of the areas that most people make a mistake is they remove the foliage too quick. That green foliage, even though it's done flowering, is important to put back new energy back into that bulb for next year. In fact, all this energy it's got to get has got to happen from this spring for it to be able to come out a year from now and have any size of flowers or number of flowers or to make new bulbs with them. So the point of it is you need to wait until that foliage turns yellow to brown. You know, this is a lot longer than people want to wait. They want to get their spring annuals and other things out there because we're oftentimes talking mid-May to end of May is when those should be removed. And, of course, people don't like that discolored-looking leaf. They just want to cut them out and get them out of there. But by doing that, though, you may prevent that bulb from being producing a flower next year, and you're going to have to start all over and plant new bulbs. We don't need a lot of fertilizer, but we do need some food for the bulbs. We generally speak to take about a tablespoon of a low nitrogen fertilizer in the spring because it doesn't need a lot. It doesn't need a lot of nitrogen. We're talking something less than 5% on the nitrogen. You can dig these bulbs up at any time after that foliage color has changed and they've got all their reserves put back in there. You can either replant them right away or move them to a different spot, or you can take them into a dry storage area, like, say, in a cellar, basement, that you can keep them in there until you want to plant them this fall. It's up to your decision. But the biggest point I want to let people remember here is you don't want to do a lot to that plant until it completely turns yellow to brown, the leaves, and then you can enjoy them for many years to come.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.